Warm welcome. I'm Roz, and this is Ganga from the Miami, Florida Center in USA. We were listening to the Murali today and heard Baba say, he's the magician and that all of us are magicians. You heard that, didn't you? And so we thought very appropriate to share some magic with you to start this program. We have a magic book, a fun magic color book, and the magic word is man above. And so as we look at this splendid book, we notice that before we came here, in the Lakic world, we're colored by Maya and busyness. Can you see that? I think you know it, whether you see it or not. And when we come here, that fades away and is replaced with the outline, magic outline of Baba's Shrimat. And the more we follow his Shrimat, the more effort we make, the result will be the revelation, the purity, the power, the peace, the magic, the majesty. We're unplugging from the noise out there and plugging into our source, our Baba. Sister Dorothy, in that wonderful video, mentioned the magic pen, didn't she? So it ties into the magic coloring book. They say a picture says 1,000 words, and we hope that you'll always remember that you are Baba's magician. Here's Ganga.
Om Shanti. I also want to extend a special welcome to our long-lost and newly found members of our family, the first-timers. I want to extend a heartfelt welcome to all of you, especially those who have come for the first time. Our long-lost and now-found brothers and sisters who have come to their beloved Madhuban for the first time, this Kalpa. Closer to the mic, okay. Now, I'm assuming that you all have brought your pens and your papers, right? You were told to bring pens and papers, so if you can get them ready, we're going to get into this exercise. Of course, I know that all of you know you are familiar with our theme for the season. The theme of revealing through harmonizing sanskaras. Revelation through harmonizing sanskaras. So if you have your pens and your paper ready, we're going to start this exercise, and I want you to listen carefully. And there are 3 things we're going to do. So are you all ready? Okay. So the first thing we're going to write is, what is my aim or my vision while I'm here in Madhuban? That's the first thing you're going to write. So you're doing that now. Now the second thing you're going to write, are you ready? The second thing you're going to write is how you envision this theme of harmonizing sanskaras helping you to attain this vision. So again, how you envision that this theme of harmonizing sanskaras is helping you to attain this vision. And the third thing we're going to write is how we will apply or use this theme in our everyday practice. Now, it's very important to write this from your heart, because these valuable messages that you're going to put on that piece of paper will be put, you'll bring it with you when you're coming up here, and you're going to put them in this urn at the side of the stairway, and these are going to be offered to Baba. So put your heart and your soul into what you're saying with deep honesty and sincerity.
Now that you've finished writing, we have a special treat. They say that music and dance are the international language, and we have many languages spoken here in this auditorium at this time. And so we are going to welcome from Thailand a troupe, a magical troupe, and I think you'll be just wanting to clap along with them as they dance. And they will be immediately followed by a dancer from India, Donna. And we've added poetry by Andrew. So please enjoy the music. And as that song we meditated to at the beginning, just dance away in your heart.
ไปไหน Today, Called Harmonizing Sanskars. The sanskars of time we remove at this time. We began our journey, we were really quite sublime. We burst onto the scene with so much joy, Baba's blessings of love encapsulated in every girl and boy. Over 2,000 years passed by of great happiness, peace and love, our gift from the benefactor, from way up above. Walking, talking, light and might houses, to one day say, it's me that should wear the trousers. And so we became bossy and blamed one another, but that's not how we should treat our sister and brother. Baba came to save the show. It's only a play we're acting in, and now we know. Humility and sweetness ingrained within is etched underneath all flaws and our sin. Bodiless, viceless and egoless, we ring the changes and accept no less. Be patient when there's no patience on view. Patience is a conscious choice, though not always inclined to do. Tolerance is so embracing, and those garlands are never fake. Be gentle and kind, speak short, sweet and soft, whatever it takes. Baba will take you on his heart throne aloft. His heart is gentle, warm, and ever soft. Harmony is our middle name, much better than having name and fame. And if humility hurts, then do it some more. For love is your truth and your core. Love just got defined as something else. We return to pure love with its happiness, health, and wealth. Om Shanti.
Short and sweet, fabulous program, and now you know you're an indie with the beautiful dancing. Let's give them another round of applause, please. And now we're going to be treated to a short video on the topic of revelation through harmonizing sanskars. So sit back and enjoy.
Baba's work expands. and multiplies. And yet, I know it's the one above who's doing everything. And so I can stay light and easy and just simply enjoy Baba's love. Baba's love lifts me above all the mundane details. It all gets sorted out, and I stay more and more in silence, knowing that the work will not stop. Baba has many hands to take care of it all. And in silence, I can just simply be with Baba and dance in the subtle region.
Everything is done very naturally. Natural also means spontaneous, no strain, no stress. There, the performances are similar to the gentle group formations described as ras. If you translate ras simply as a dance, you will miss the subtle fragrance of this word. The ras is about a very aesthetic, harmonious, gentle swinging movement done in a semicircular or circular formation. No one need to follow prescribed movements, they are not there. No need to move according to the lines of a song. No plot, just a harmonious combination of swaying moments, very easygoing, which express the bhavana and happiness of the dancers. You move in the flow. It does not make any external statement. It's simply a reflection of the bhavana, your pure feelings, happy feelings. And such a blissful stage is not enjoyed alone. It's definitely done with many others. The ras is always danced together.
So Didi got up first, and Chandramani, she got hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. Didi caught hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. And you know, Didi used to just be intoxicated when she used to dance. Similarly, there too, in the subtle regions, she danced in intoxication. Then she made Mama stand in the middle. And made everyone stand in a circle.
To harmonize sanskars means to bring your complete stage and time close. Bab Dada was saying that everyone is very beautifully doing the dance of harmonizing sanskars. You were also sitting in the pattern of a ras in a circle. There was a very good fragrance of the happiness of the dance.
The power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Children said that Baba has to come, and the father said Haji. In the same way, continue to understand one another's situation, nature, and attitude, and say Haji. For by doing so, the power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Have such a meeting in which everyone has the same nature, sanskar, and the same aim for service. Who will perform such a dance of harmonizing sanskars?
Okay, and now it's time to invite the deities up on stage. First, we're going to invite Sudesh Didi to come up on stage. And then we're going to invite Sudha Ben and Shilu Ben. We're also going to invite the double foreign support team, led by Brother Vijay.
And we would love for you to make any suggestions or comments to the team so they can just get better and better. I don't know how they could, but you'll know who they are as this support team will come up.
So it's Brother Vijay and his team, who are Sister Dharti, Sister Chitra, and Sister Shilpa.
I'm still remembering from 1991, the first drishti I got from
Didi Sudesh. It's lasted all these years and was refreshed beautifully last night at that magnificent golden age meditation. Wasn't that some program? Yes, indeed.
Now, Sister Sudha is the one we heard from this morning who shared that beautiful Murli with us. It was so heart-touching. It really resonated with me this morning. Her calm, sweet voice and the way she read the Murli. So she was the one we heard this morning. She is the director of service in Russia. And Shiloben, she's no stranger to us. She is that sweet, wonderful voice you hear during our transmission, during Baba's transmission. And it really touches our heart. Ross, do you want to add anything to that?
I do want to recognize that Sudesh Didi is the director of Gyantsa Rover, and so we're especially pleased and proud that she took the time to come. And welcome all. While Brother is setting up the mic, I wanted to share a personal story from 91. In England, on the way to Madhuban, Sudesh went to the library to give a program and invited me to attend. Years later, who knew that I would be the director of 5 libraries in South Florida? I don't think she even knows how she planted those seeds. Yeah.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Anand. Om Anand means with great love, in the state of peace of mind, with happy heart, we meet you all, greet you all, welcome you all. It's so beautiful to see Baba's holy swans, especially this season is extra special because you have come living lives to increase sparkle here and practical become and present your inner light. So we celebrated the festival of lights, of living lights. According to drama plan, this time you did not see that many beautiful electric lights in different design, entertaining presentation, a nice attraction. But drama and Baba wanted you to be presentation here in Madhuban, in Gyan Sarovar, in Baba's home, that how living lights have the inner sparkle of God's love. Baba's blessings, Baba's power in them. And you practically experienced this powerful bhatti that we had. And as Baba said, that your sanskaras of harmonizing sanskaras, it's in fact, it's whatever our actions are, whatever our Baba's directions are, and whatever with whomever we come connection with them, working together, dancing together, Baba says dance of sanskaras. It's not the physical dance. It is actually dance means if one is raising hand on this up, the other one is also raising hand up. If one is raising hand like this, the other group is also this. Hand, feet, eyes, every subtle organs are also moving in harmony in the same level. So, glorifying Baba, glorification of Baba takes place through the glorification of the children. Because Baba has become incognito and remains incognito. Even Brahma Baba himself, the one who made efforts to become Sri Krishna and became so powerful on the mind of devotees that he followed Shri Baba's and he created his sanskaras like Shri Baba's sanskaras. Benevolent, loving, forgiving, caring, and also accepting the children and always giving love and respect to everyone. And for that, acceptance is the first step of actually harmonizing the sanskaras. Reaction means distance, and acceptance means being close. Baba has said that you will bring time close, your stage close. Which time? The golden age time will come close. And yesterday, you all celebrated your future stage, wearing crown, having the consciousness that we are becoming divine deities. So Baba puts the crown of light on us. It is actually, there is lightness in order to create sanskaras in us, harmony in sanskaras, acceptance and lightness is there. Appreciation of others. But before creating harmony in others, with others, it's most important that I have harmony. I have harmony of my own personality. Harmony of my three main powers that I, the soul, exist with. My mind, my intellect, and my actions are in harmony. And when those who have harmony in practical of their own mind, intellect, and sanskaras, they become the embodiment of power to create harmony in others also. That means when I keep this mantra of man mana bhava, so my relationship with Baba creates harmony with Baba. That's why be mind with your mind. Make your mind my might mind. So man mana bhava mantra is actually the seed to create harmony in my mind by being connected with Baba. And then my intellect, understanding what Baba is giving me, what Baba is making me, so I will make what my determined thought, my own real realization, then determination comes in practical with deep realization and clear understanding and intoxication. So my actions are according to direction with Baba. It means I am following Shrimat, I am following Brahma Baba. This is what Baba says. With great harmony, love, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba both sustain us. Mother and father sustain us. So Brahma, here generally we see Brahma is our father, father of humanity. But today Baba says, I am your mother and Brahma is the father. And so it is just like accepting each other, respecting each other with so much love that both are working together according to Baba's directions. So when connection is there, we are following his direction, we are able to reach the destination of divine beings, and deities are glorified. And instead, Shiv Baba then had so much harmony with Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba harmony with Shiv Baba. And so, Shiv Baba is doing everything. Baba is doing everything. Automatically, you have seen video which is very clear. Karan Karavanhar is making it happen. Then humility comes automatically. And Dadi Janaki used to say, harmony, when we say harmony, she used to translate Hindi word harmony. Har-mani. My ego is defeated. Egoless stage creates harmony. Bodiless, soul conquers the body consciousness and becomes humble and brings sweetness and respect for others in behavior is harmony. And also, Baba says, when you become victorious, you are harmony. Har is garland around Baba's neck, and mani means jewel. So you are victorious jewel around Baba's neck. That is that you are garland, not only just harmony with others, but originally first step of glorifying God, because a factory becomes famous, the product of it. So this is why we are Baba's. Sangam Yuga is creation time, and we are production of his. Deities are becoming divine, human beings are becoming divine, and by this we glorify divine, that many people prefer to say instead of God, they speak divine. God word is used less in the West, and divine word is used. So when this is that kind of sanskaras, harmony is there, we become glorified by God, and God is glorified with us. Om Shanti, welcome once again in Gyan Sarovar as holy swans to sing the dance of happiness. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you. Daddy Janaki said once, I lift my consciousness into God's world. I see myself as God sees me, and I see others as God sees them. To me, that's harmonizing sanskaras. Thank you for your talk. And now we're going to have Sister Shilu say a few words.
Om Shanti. Say please, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Dadi Janki used to say Om Shanti 3 times. And then she would say, who am I? Whom do I belong to? And what am I supposed to do? These words she always said after saying Om Shanti 3 times. So much intoxication she had when she used to start any talk. And as Didi was speaking about Dadi Janki liking this word harmony, in the same way, Dadi Prakash Mani also liked this word harmony very much. When Dadi Prakash Mani heard this word harmony, and this hall was constructed, and then the name of this hall was going to be Harmony Hall. So Dadi liked it very much, and Dadi ji said in Hindi, as Didi was saying, Har mani jhagda tuta. Har mani jhagda tuta means accept the defeat and the quarrel is over. Accept the defeat, okay. I lose, you win, okay. Because why does quarreling happen? Why do people fight? The reason may not be very big. It may be a small thing, but then the words we use, they make that quarrel even bigger. And therefore, accept the defeat. No need to say, I'm right. Okay, you are right. I accept the defeat. And the quarrel will be over. What is the harm in accepting defeat, as Sidi was saying? Just be humble. But because if we don't have humility, then the ego comes. I am this, I am right. So harmony means accept the defeat, okay, you are right. And in that harmony, in that accepting defeat, ultimately you are the winner. Because you became the master there. And ultimately the other one will have to accept defeat one day. But at the moment, because we want to harmonize sanskars, we say, okay, I accept, I am defeated. Baba says that you have to give respect to everyone. If you want respect for yourself, then give respect. Sometimes when there are disputes, sanskars don't match, then we lose our respect too. So Baba says, okay, if you are not able to give respect, at least tolerate. Because each one is different. You can't say that whatever I say is right, whatever I do is right. No, Baba says you have to give respect to everyone. But still if that person doesn't really feel that you respect him, okay, tolerate that person. Because each one's sanskars are different. No two fingerprints are alike. So too, no two people DNA is alike. No people's voice is alike. No people's sanskars are alike.
Each one is unique, different. So accept this uniqueness of each one. But for that, you have to tolerate it. Acceptance is very, very essential for harmonizing sanskars, because only then we can reveal the Father. Because our aim is only that, that now we have to reveal the Father, that God has come and God is creating the new world. God is creating heaven on earth, and God has made us responsible for that. Because God cannot do it alone, He needs our help. But for that, we have to be transformed. So if each one accepts this responsibility, that I have to change, I have to transform myself, for that I have to be humble, then we can harmonize sanskars very easily. There was one dadi, you know, Didi, Manmohini's Laukik mother. She used to always tell everyone, whoever would come to meet her, she would say, you know, very lovely three words, she would say, Jhukku, jhukku, maru, maru, sikku, sikku. These are Sindhi words. In Sindhi they say, Jhukku, jhuk, means you accept defeat, you bow, you bend, and give respect to the other one. So, jhukku, jhukku, maru, maru, die. Never mind if you have to die. Die means, again, accept it. Don't quarrel at that time. Jhukku, jhukku, maru, maru, sikku, sikku. You are learning at every step. So, each step is actually teaching us something. We are learning at every step. And if not, at least we are experiencing something which we have not experienced before. Maybe it's a wrong judgment. If it's a wrong judgment, it can lead you to a bad experience. But let that bad experience later on help you to lead to a good judgment, because you have learned a lesson. So you learned the lesson means you know what the other one wants. And because you now have come to know what the other one wants, you will not say anything or do anything which the other one doesn't like. So accept the defeat, okay, and give respect, tolerate, but then you will be the winner ultimately. Because you have had a very, very long experience. Dadi Janki was a very good example of that. She was once sharing that there was a sister who used to always fight with everyone, and nobody wanted to stay with her. So Baba asked Dadi Janki that, will you stay with her? Nobody else wanted to be with her. She said, yes Baba, I will. She didn't mind. But as Dadi Janki started staying with her, Dadi gave her so much respect, so much respect, so much respect, that sister could not even dare to say anything against her. And she became such a good friend of hers, such a good friend of Dadi, that whatever Dadi would say, she would accept immediately, because she got respect. Nobody else accepted her, but Dadi accepted her. And then, because she was a little stubborn, she accepted only Dadi. Whatever Dadi would say, she would do. If anybody else told her, she wouldn't do. You know, she was stubborn. Because she had respect for Dadi. And why did she have respect for Dadi? Because Dadi gave her so much respect. So that was our Dadi Janki. So how we remember her.
But then if we wish to harmonize sanskars, we definitely have to bow down, to bend, to accept, and ultimately we will be the winners. And Baba says you don't have to perform any actions which are against Shrimat. Always think that if at this moment, if Brahma Baba was there, how would he handle this situation? So if Brahma Baba would handle this situation in this way, I also have to do the same. I don't have to get angry. I don't have to be disturbed. I don't have to be upset. I have to keep on smiling and say sweet words. I should not say any words which can disturb someone else. So I have to correct myself. And when I do that, then we'll be able to harmonize sanskars. Otherwise, if I say, she should change first, and she will not change, then even I won't change. But I have to change first. I have to give respect. I have to do it. So wherever such things come, then say, I have to do. And when it comes to giving respect, okay, you are forward, you be forward. Let that other one go forward. In going and making the other one go forward, you are not going to be behind. And when we do that, then definitely we will all be winners, and ultimately we'll win the golden age too. So I, at the end, I'll say, you know, when people come to us and we give them Baba's Gyan, they used to say that you give very good knowledge, but even that organization, these motivational speakers also give such good lectures. So they also give very good lectures. You also give very good lectures. So they say, you also, they too. But Baba says a time will come when they will say, you only speak the truth, not you also. Because a time will come when the whole world will be in so much chaos, but we, Baba's children, will be able to harmonize our sanskars and live so peacefully, so happily with each other, because we have understood each other. We are children of one Supreme Father, following one Srimad, following the same study, studying the same study from one teacher. And therefore we are all one. And because we are all one, we are united, then ultimately we will definitely be the winners. And that's how Baba will be revealed in the world. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shilu Ben, for that beautiful talk and the beautiful tips on harmonizing sanskaras. Thank you. Of course, today we have with us Baba's beautiful, fresh bouquet of new brothers and sisters. And so, those of you who are first-timers, could you raise your hands? Yes, very good. This is Baba's bouquet. No, they said no. Okay. Oh, sorry. So, okay. Let's put that on hold for now. We're going to have Sudha Ben speaking to us on the topic. And so, welcome, Sudha Ben.
Om Shanti. I thought that this is a welcome session, but the welcome session changed into a class session also. So you got the hints for harmonizing sanskaras. It's beautiful. But what I would like to say is, that I very specially welcome you, because nowadays, particularly after COVID, travel is not so easy. It is really very, very difficult in different ways. The flights are not going directly as they used to go, that they take long time. The tickets are becoming more expensive. And, that many difficult situations come on the way. But you still made up your mind to be here in Baba's home. It's your great courage and determination. And therefore, you can have an applaud for yourself for your courage and determination that you could make it up. And this is why, because it is not so easy and the group is quite small. The group is not very big, and I know that there is a beauty when the hall is full. It looks very beautiful, but when the group is small, it has its own specialities and own uniqueness, own beauty, and it is comparatively easy to know each other, to come close to each other, to understand each other, to learn from each other, and therefore you will get all these opportunities to learn from each other, to understand and know each other better. So that, for that also, I congratulate you very much. One last thing which I would like to say is that, as you know, because you made up your mind to be here, you had a strong desire, then you had determination, and you had courage. So reaching Madhuban was the aim. And because of these three factors, strong desire, determination and courage, you reached here, right? Now our aim is harmonizing sanskaras. Harmonizing sanskaras. So the same thing. So I need to just ask myself, do I wish to harmonize sanskaras? Strong desire. Until I won't be able to do it. Second is determination. Determination is the key to success. And the third thing is, if any difficult situations come on the way, if there are many provocations, but I have courage to overcome all these difficult situations and go across all these provocations, and do not become influenced by any of these things, nothing can stop me to reach my aim of harmonizing sanskars. So keep these three values, three qualities, three factors with you as you use them for coming here, for reaching here, and in the same way for reaching that higher aim of harmonizing sanskars. These three values will be a good support and will enable us to reach there where we want to reach. Hearty welcome to each one of you. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Sudhaven, for that beautiful talk. And now to get back to where we left off, first-timers, please stand. Now I invite you to come up to the front, facing the audience. Just come up to the front here, sisters on the sister side, brothers on the brother side, and make a line and face the audience. Is that clear? Did you hear me?
And make sure you bring your paper with you.
Yes. Thank you, Roz. Yes. Make sure you bring your paper with you.
Yeah, come closer to the stage, please. Come back to the stage.
sisters here, brothers, the other side. Seems the majority sisters. The angels, 100,000 of them. A rainbow of the universe.
So in silence now, and asking the audience to welcome our newfound family with beautiful drishti, with beautiful visions of love. So we want you to bless them with that in silence. Okay, now I want to ask you to turn around facing the stage and facing Baba. Turn around, about to turn. Facing stage, facing Baba, facing the Didis, and taking their blessings. As you're invited to come up for drishti, for your gifts and your blessings, as you come up, you'll see little urns on the side of the stairs. You put your paper in there. Okay? Everybody understands what you have to do as you come up. You'll put your. Thank you all.